good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hit me cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Ahu, ho trunk raja, Wakunja Hade, hinga dena. I am your host, Robert Pilot, and my colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss national and Twin City Native American news and events. And as we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues our Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hey, I want to thank you personally for stepping in, Wendy, and running the show.
Yeah, it was quite an experience. I'd have to do it more often to be comfortable. I wasn't comfortable at all yesterday, but I really thanked Lewis for being on with me and kind of being there to be my support. So I definitely appreciate that.
Hey, good segue, Wendy. Let's get to Lewis here in a second, but I want to talk about a little bit how we're going to end the show. We do. We try to do this on Father's Day weekend, and that's the ending of Smoke Signals with that powerful prayer from Dick Laurie, and he's a non-Native author, and they did that poem at the end of.
I love that poem at the end of Smoke Signals. It's really beautiful.
It's deep and has a lot of different meanings. And also, I want to wish you before we get to Lewis with the news. And we're one of the few stations all over Turtle Island that does a daily news show on Native issues and events. I just want to wish you a happy Juneteenth day.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. And I want to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Oh, I appreciate that too.
But yeah,
it's Sunday when you
That's okay. We're not on Sunday, so early Father's Day.
Awesome. Hey, so let's get to Lewis and talk the news. Welcome, Lewis. Hi, Napi.
Thank you so much. First of all, I want to say on behalf of everyone, you guys are such a cute couple. This back and forth is just awesome.
You should watch us after the show.
Yeah, we should watch us in real life and not on Facebook.
But I want to say happy Juneteenth. I'm Petu Wash Day, everyone out there. What a great day. How mataku yapi? Yuha chante wash te na pe chayuza pillow. We have a lot of news on this Friday. Great weather out there. First and foremost, the battle on Line 3 continues. White Earth released a statement yesterday. Michael Fairbanks, chairman of White Earth RBC, to the Minnesota Chippewa tribe in regards to their tribal executive committee, saying that he wants on the agenda in addition to come up with a resolution for the state agencies to rescind their permit issued on June 4th, 2021, and engage in meaningful consultation with the impactful on the impacted tribes' governments before considering a permit in the future. This is in regards to the June 4th, 2021 which increases the amount of water that Enbridge may displace during construction of Line 3, just over 500 million gallons, almost 5 billion gallons total. This permit was issued with no consultation to the White Earth Reservation. So that's pretty big news going forward. Dan Cracker with NPR wrote an article today saying, how much is it worth to leave an old pipeline in the ground? State regulators reject call to Line 3 clarity removal. Program. Right now, there's over 773 landowners that have agreed to Enbridge's offer to pay just $10 per foot of pipeline to decommission the pipe on their land, but keep it in place. Enbridge said that the price is based on what is paid landowners in Canada, but replace sections of Line 3 pipeline there. But opponents say, according to the information received from a third-party engineer, that appears to be just 1% of the removal costs, allowing Enbridge to save 99% of the approximately $1.5 billion there. So they're just chalking it up here. But that's a really good question when we consider, you know, how much is it going to cost to do irreversible damage to our environment. Star Tribune wrote an article today and issued a red flag warning that has been declared until 8 p.m. Friday for many central Minnesota counties, including Hennepin and Ramsey, at the risk of wildfires remains extreme in the drought-like conditions. But interestingly enough, Enbridge is still draining what is left to be crispy wetlands along the route, including during a historical drought. So the question is, what is the responsibility that Enbridge has if a wildfire were to take place in those areas that they're draining that water? These are the questions that we have. We also have news. If anyone is really interested to get involved, on Tuesday, June 22nd at 10 a.m., there's a paddle the Nibby to stop Line 3. It's absolutely free. Anyone can attend LaSalle Lake State Recreation Area. It's hosted by the Rise Coalition, calling to all lovers of the Mississippi River, learn about treaty rights, rights of nature, and rights of the Mississippi River. Connect with the Mississippi River. Share a meal while listening to speakers. Learn about Nibby Song by Doran Day and her grandson. Bring a canoe or rent equipment and learn about Line 3 plans. Get involved with these issues. And that is a free event on Tuesday, June 22nd. Of course, yesterday, a little news we talked about with the WECAN organization, Women, Earth, and Climate Action Network, which has invited Deborah Halen to Minnesota to honor the treaty. So that was yesterday for that invite, which really runs into a lot of news we have today for the Indigenous Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition responds to Secretary Halen's reported recommendation to restore protections to bears ears as a step forward in a reversal towards Trump administration policies for protected lands. In response to June 4th article in the Washington Post, which cited information from the contents to report submitted to President Biden from Secretary Halen on the boundaries and management conditions of three national monuments whose protections were illegally stripped from President Trump, the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition would like to acknowledge Secretary Halen's deliberate and inclusive outreach to the stakeholders, including making time to tour various landscapes and hear from individuals on the ground in the state of Utah during the first months in office. They also mentioned they're thankful for Secretary Halen's concurrence with the coalition assertion that former President Trump's attempt to replace Bears Ears was unjustified. So that's kind of the news on the ground here, Robert and Wendy, on the news front. But a lot moving forward, and it's great to have so many great Indigenous people in public office like Secretary Halen to fight for us to restore these lands.
Oh, agree. Totally. And hey, I just want to say, Pini Gigi, thank you for stepping in and sitting in for Ogama with the news. Oh, those were big moccasins to fill, and you did a great job.
Excellent. Ogama who?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. She does such an amazing job here. I'm so honored.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and we're honored and to have you part of the Native Roots Radio family. It's just been a great trip. And I really give everyone a shout out too about your TikTok, because that has little information, 1 minute information that before we met and had you on the show just blew me away of all the great information you put out there. So go ahead and let everyone know how to see your information.
Yeah, thanks for that opportunity, Robert. I'm really passionate about teaching real Indigenous history that's omitted from public school. So that was my idea on getting on TikTok. So if you're on TikTok, I'm at the Lakota Guy, at Lakota Guy on TikTok. And I do a lot of decolonized history lessons. Yesterday's big lesson was about the Battle of the Rosebud, where a Cheyenne woman saved her brother. It is omitted from history that we had a lot of women warriors that rode with us out there, much like today, Line 3, tying it all in. These women warriors are insurmountable in their strength and passion to change, the future for our children.
Wow. Yeah, there it is right there, mm-hmm. Wendy.
Yeah, check him out. He's the Lakota Guy on TikTok.
Yeah, and you'll see him more and more on Native Roots Radio. Mm-hmm. We appreciate him, and he's part of the family now. Hey, up next, State Senator Mary Kunish.
Awesome.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Stay with us. Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
I know you're sad every time you hear that, Wendy.
I would have just loved to have been with her and met her and just said hello and shook her hand or something, gave her a hug. I don't know.
Selfie.
Exactly.
Selfies are always good. I'm the king of selfies.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And Fridays are fun, but also serious, too, because we have State Senator Mary Kunish on. And, I mean, the shenanigans, again, that you have to deal with as a state senator, we just put tobacco out for you, Mary. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Well, thank you, Robert and Wendy. Shenanigans is not even the word for what goes on in the Minnesota state legislature. I'm just sort of at loss for words for the ineffectiveness and, you know, quite honestly, the immaturity of the legislators that are really trying to hold up getting this legislation that we need to get done completed. And we had just so I'm in the Senate, and yesterday we expected to get quite a few bits and pieces of our work done because we didn't get it done before when we were supposed to. So we're now in special session again. Here in Minnesota, we just go until the end of May, and then we're supposed to be done. Mm. But did not happen, and that hasn't happened for the last couple of years. And I would say most of it is because we have a split legislature with the majority Dems in the House and majority Republicans in the Senate. And the House Republicans are really the ones that are putting the roadblocks in the way. Yesterday, and I don't even know if you saw any of this, the budget bills were supposed to have passed out of the Republican or out of the House of Representatives, mm-hmm. and come over to the Senate so we can sign it and get it done, because otherwise our state will go into shutdown as of the end of this month. And a lot of people are nervous about that. But the House spent 12 hours basically filibustering You know, people will call it debate on the single bill, commerce, climate, and energy bill, budget. But honestly, it was just nonsense, you know, just total nonsense. And they've done this before. This is nothing new. Last year, we had to listen to one of the state representatives go on about the horror and how we are destroying kids by not allowing in-person graduations. And, you know, how life-affirming that is, and it's a rite of passage, and just like going to the prom. And then he digressed into, you know, a couple hour-long monologue about his prom and what he wore and how he couldn't get a date, so he ended up taking his cousin. And we had to sit there and listen to this stuff.
Hey,
and
did
it was the same guy.
There you go, right there. He couldn't get a date.
Did you see Kayla Aberg, House Representative, put up 6 hours ago, 14 hours yesterday, bills debated zero, bills passed zero, hours the minority power spent profanicating, 13.7 hours. I'm sorry, Minnesota, you deserve better. Here's to hoping the adults show up today. Well, what's what happened today?
Well, it was pretty much the same thing. We went in, the Senate went in expecting to be able to take up those bills that they passed off the House floor yesterday. But we were in there for 45 minutes, you know, on the floor. Though we did get, we did have a good experience on the floor because we were able to pass a really important amendment to a refinery. And you might know a little bit about this, Robert and Wendy. There's a refinery in South St. Paul, and there's been a lot of labor issues going on, basically breaking the union and bringing in unskilled workers. And this is a really serious refinery. I mean, it's lit up at night. It's just, you know, there's just so much going on there with a lot of dangerous chemicals, similar to what was the chemicals that were exposed and blew up in Wisconsin last year. But Senator Bigham, who is the representative of that area, created had amendment to our jobs and economic development budget around bringing in the only skilled workers. They have to be skilled workers. It's not just, you know, any Tom, Dick, or Jane that walks off the street. They have to have the skills necessary to deal with this kind of thing. And it was a surprise to the Republicans. They did not like it. It took a while for them all to enough to come around to vote for it. Of course, it was more of a political vote than not. We had to do a lot. I'm sure they had to do a lot of weighing it back and forth, but it did pass. And we heard that there might be some negative consequences to that. But, you know, boy, that's what happens.
That's the Koch refinery, but owned by the Koch brothers. And
alongside the Mississippi River.
It's right
on the river.
Yeah.
Right on the river. And one of the things, too, I think, and maybe you guys can jar my memory, but when the St. Paul teachers were on strike, I think that's when there was some shenanigans with people, because I think they went on strike because of, and then people, scabs were going through, I think if I remember, roughly around the same time.
Yeah. I don't remember that, but yeah.
It's still, I mean, they've been picketing and on strike for weeks now.
And as a DFLer, we support unions to the max, you know, and we always have, and we're, you know, farmer labor unions, you know, that's what DFL stands for, Democratic Farmer Labor.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, you're a union teacher union member, I'm a teacher union member, and when people give me a hard time about being in the union or the fact that our teachers union here in Minnesota actually is like the largest union in the state, and it does have a lot of influence. But the fact of the matter is that if we were funding our schools adequately, if our administration were using the funds the best way, making sure that those funds were going into the classrooms, that the teachers were paid adequately, had had the kind of professional development and the support and the resources that they needed, you know, we wouldn't need unions, right?
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, every year we go back and we negotiate our contracts, and they're just trying to nickel and dime us, and then, you know, lay all the all that ails society at the feet of teachers, when you and I know how hard of a job that is and how dedicated teachers are to their profession, but also to their students, to the families, and to the communities. And so, you know, well, don't get me going, because we could talk about that all day.
Well, Wendy's watched it, and Wendy has been in a situation when she was working, she wasn't in a union.
Mm-mm.
And so that's the other side of it. Maybe you made good money, but each year you had 10 more things to do each day. And next thing you know, you're doing two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have no say. And I think in the 30s, when the unions came, people have to remember history. And again, that's one of our problems. People don't believe in history, don't believe in science. And we're fighting logic and that small, you know, that small kind of part of your brain. They're not understanding, Wendy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're not understanding. It's a fear thing. They're afraid they're not getting enough. They're afraid somebody's getting too much. They're afraid of GLBT people. They're afraid.
Well, and it's really all about making a buck, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about putting more and more money into somebody, the owner of the business or the manufacturer or whoever, putting more money into their pocket at the expense of the people that are doing the work, the boots on the ground kind of folks. And,
well, that's what the Republican Party's really become, even though the Republican voters are voting against their own self-interest. And that's where I get into the fear part. It's an amazing phenomena that we've seen here, where people are mm-hmm. blinded by fear that people are getting more than they are.
Yeah, even things that make sense. It just seems so spiteful. Is that the word? I don't know. That's what it feels like sometimes.
Very selfish and self-serving.
Yeah, definitely. Mary, do you have a capacity to do another segment?
Sure, I'll stick around.
Awesome. Great. Hey, we're with State Senator Mary Kunish, Wendy, and we always look forward to Fridays with her
mm-hmm.
and with your animal segment, because yours is a positive one.
I got a couple of funny stories today.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, you're listening to a Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and I'm here with co-host Wendy Pilot, who did the show yesterday without me, and I just want to say a big peeny geegee for her, to her for doing that, and you light up my life. You give me hope to carry on. Isn't that a song? I could be singing.
You're singing us. Well, it's our anniversary, Robert's probably more sentimental because our anniversary, our 20-year anniversary is coming up. So
And if people know me, I overkicked my coverage, Peeny Geegee Wendy, for all you do. And I think she's got a wooden leg and she's blind in one eye, I think, or something. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
COVID-19 vaccines are safe, effective, free, and approved for everyone over the age of 12.
Getting vaccinated is the most powerful tool to keep ourselves and loved ones healthy and to end this pandemic. Get your vaccine and get back to what matters most to you. To learn more about scheduling a free appointment, visit ramseycounty.us/COVID vaccine. Again, that website to schedule your free COVID-19 vaccine is ramseycounty.us/COVID vaccine.
Hello, it's Randy Rhodes, Team Randy. Glad to be a part of the lineup of Progressive Voices on AM 950. Tune in, join us weeknights at 10.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Strong Hearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Strong Hearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Over the past year and more, we've all missed out on a lot. Family time, graduations, weddings. And missing those events, we've missed out on even more. Friendships, connections, community, belonging. That's a long time to miss things this important. So don't miss on getting the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines are now available throughout Hennepin County to anyone over the age of 16. Just visit TakeCareHennepin.org and sign up to get yours. That's TakeCareHennepin.org.
The Department of Indian Work partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. Now you can call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can also schedule a free COVID-19 vaccine at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Appointments are available for residents 16 years of age and older. Vaccines are available to certain residents of Hennepin, Ramsey, Anoka, and Dakota counties. Call the Minnesota American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986 to find out when you can get your free COVID-19 vaccination. Appointments are available April 16th through June 19th. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline at 651-304-9986. That's 651-304-9986.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Clear skies overnight with a low of 61, then sunny on Saturday with a high of 83. Crooner Supper Club is back with the spectacular new Belvedere outdoor stage and seating area. The Belvedere is just one way crooners can safely offer you some of the best music in the Twin Cities. Crooner Supper Club, Moore Lake Drive and Highway 65 in Fridley.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are the Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with State Senator. You know, Mary, I was off a day. I had some business to take care of, and yesterday. I'm all thrown off here. So we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and we're getting a lot of good feedback about unions here. We got on a little tangent there about unions, and it's Friday, and we love having State Senator Mary Kunish on. So welcome back, State Senator.
Thanks very much. Happy to be here. And happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah. It's always goes, people always used to say, oh, God, you guys are so, you know, you do so much. And I go, well, I never really post pictures of us fighting or anything on Facebook. You don't post those. It looks like we're doing really good here, but
she's kicking you under the table, huh?
Yeah, right, exactly. No. And so, but yeah, thanks a lot. It's been, what's been 20 years?
20 years.
21 years together. Mm-hmm. And it's like 20 minutes, Wendy.
Underwater.
Oh, yeah. She's stealing my lines. But yeah, it feels like 20 minutes underwater. But no, hey, we'll be here all week. But, you know, my father was a union person, and you know, he was in World War II, and that's right in the era where we were building this country up again after World War II. The GI Bill, all these things that were happening, infrastructure, you know, we got into Eisenhower, and then we had the highways and you know, freeways and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, we had all these bridges and things built, and we need to, like, get back into that. And with the new Green Deal, I hate to say that because it's like a bad word for some people, but we need to rebuild this infrastructure in a good way so we don't have 90-degree Junes, you know, 100-degree Junes, right?
Yep.
You know, yeah, it's crazy.
It is, and I don't recommend walking 2.8 miles in the middle of the afternoon on a day like today. Just saying.
Like Wendy did. Almost had to have Mary be the co-host today because Wendy was a little tired.
Well, I'm actually kind of in a little bit of a funk too. I took my dog out for a really good long walk, and I thought I felt fine, but I got home and wow, I just drank a gallon of water, and now I feel kind of like a wet noodle. But you know, it's Minnesota. And it's
feels
that
way too. Yeah.
Yeah. So sure. What's next? Do we have to go into session tomorrow? What is happening in
we don't. Well, here. I don't know what the House members are going to be doing, if they're going to be working all weekend. But the Senate has recessed until Monday, and we'll go back. We have till the end of next week to get this done before. If we don't, then our state will go into shutdown and all these people will lose their jobs and get laid off. And then we'll have to come back and figure it out somehow. And then we have to bring everybody back. So it'll cost millions and millions of dollars. It's already starting to cost the state money. For example, one of our new senators, Ann Stewart Johnson, who is this incredible transportation engineer. She knows everything about it. She's got a business with asphalt and all of that kind of stuff. She was telling us that already, because you can't just, you know, the businesses that have contracts with the state, if the state says, okay, we're on shutdown on the first, it's not like they just turn their lights off, lock their door, and they walk out. There are things that have to be put in place to, you know, especially like in construction, if there are those big cement dividers in the highway, those can't stay there while we're in a shutdown. So those have to be removed. And then once the shutdown is over and things go back on track, then they have to bring them back. So all of these things cost extra, extra, extra money. And in a time when we are trying to, you know, really build up our infrastructure and make sure that our roads and our bridges are safe for transportation and that the buildings that we have in place are not going to fall down around us, you know, these kind of games that they're playing, the Republicans are playing, it's not funny, and it's not fun at all.
Wow. I'm speechless. You know, I really am. I really am. It's amazing. And, you know, and they, you know, with national Republicans, you know, they're not following what their constituents want. I don't know if your constituents want a July 4th with no work, you know, right, and all this holiday weekend coming up and, you know, no pay. I don't know what they're thinking here. And hopefully, and I'm just saying this as a thought, but hopefully people will remember this in 500 days.
That is very true. I mean, I always say, look at who's representing you. And if they're not representing you, then you find somebody that does. And it really does come down to those that don't have the power at the legislature, who have their nose out of joint because they aren't in these final conversations. The thing is that if we could get our act together and work together on these bills during the session, you know, so that we're hearing hearing about these pieces of legislation, we're discussing them in committee, we're putting together a really good final product in the form of an omnibus bill, right? So it's like a big file, and we're putting all these other little pieces of legislation into that file, and then we can pass it all as one rather than all of these others. But that doesn't happen in the Republican world, because they often will add bills or not add bills as it pertains to their special interest. That's here in Minnesota. And so when we get to that point where we have these big omnibus bills that need to get passed, there's stuff in there that's not good. There's stuff in there that we talked about, and now it has been amended without full conference. There are things that are left out. And so what happens at the end, at the very end of the session, there's three people that are negotiating most of this. It's the governor, it's the majority leader in the Senate, who is the Republican, and the majority leader in the House, who is a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And so some of these other wheelers and dealers are not in there in that conversation, and it, you know, disempowers them, and their nose is out of joint. And so they're the ones that are really holding things up.
Wow. That was a really good way, a real simple way of putting it. It's all about narcissism. And we've dealt with that on the national level here the last 4 years. And you know, it's amazing what we have a national president now that is doing everything except the pipelines really well. And they don't have anything to complain about except maybe their vice president or all these small things. And it's amazing that people follow these people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would be hard not to after 4 years of praising him upside, you know, up one way and down the other, and listening to all the lies and misinformation, and now to turn around, you know, that's egg on their face, and they're not going to do that. So,
well, I don't know. We really need, I think, somehow in a good way, have the Democrats really get on their bully pulpit and tell what the truth is, and quit mincing words, kind of like you are, and House Representative Caleb Berg, who put it out on Facebook. I mean, that's call a spade a spade, mm-hmm. You know, really.
Yeah. And when they say we debated this stuff, no, we did not debate it. We had to sit and listen to all that nonsense and then finally pass it at the end, because they knew that they had to get it passed. So when they talk about debates, those aren't debates. That's filibustering. That's wearing the other side out. And when they say things like the House passed or the Senate mm-hmm. passed, no, who's ever in the majority is the one who passed it. So it's a, right. You know, in the House, it's a DFL pass those bills. In the Senate, it's going to be Republicans, because they have the majority and they will pass what they want to pass.
When we take over the House and Senate, or I should say the Senate, we need to somehow give the governor a line-eye veto and things like that, because this has become ridiculous. I mean, even longer that you were House Representative, this has been starting to go on, but now it's really coming to a head, right?
Yeah, yeah, it really is. We've had this for the last couple of years, but we've been able to get things done without the threat of shutting down the state government. And that's really, that affects so many people. I mean, when in 1995, I finally graduated, I was 35 years old and graduated with my teaching degree in December. And then our state went on shutdown, and I couldn't get my teaching license. And so I lost like a whole year's opportunity of teaching and earning income. And I eventually ran out of money and, you know, had to rely on Minnesota for, you know, for helping me pay my rent and buy groceries and for medical care. Mm-hmm. You know, these have serious consequences. It's not like we can just, like I said, you know, flip the switch on the lights, lock the door, and everybody walks away and has a nice long weekend. No, there are serious consequences in many, many ways.
Well, I'm really glad you're talking this way, and I'm glad other people are speaking this way, because it's time, I think, for the Democrats not to play fair anymore and play nice. I should play nice, not...
We have to start playing dirty, just like they do.
Well, we could speak the truth and just amplify the truth, and it doesn't even have to speak dirty, you know?
Yeah. It's, I had when I was in the House, I had a representative tell me, he said, Mayor, it's the problem with you Democrats. And I'm like, no, what's the problem with us Democrats? He's like, you're too nice. You guys are just too nice. Yeah, you let everybody walk all over you. And I was like, what? And it's in a way it is, because we believe in fairness and justice and respect and cooperation. And that's not, they don't play that game. They play by a whole different set of rules that we never even get to see. So all of a sudden, things are happening.
Wow. Well,
or not happening.
Get some rest after that long walk. And we really, really appreciate you sitting in and coming in on Fridays and speaking your truth, because it's important for our listening audience all over Turtle Island to hear really what's going on. So really, thank you, Pinigi, so much, Mary.
Yep, you're welcome very much. And, just happy Father's Day to all of you guys out there, and the women that father children as well. Happy Father's Day, and thank you for all the good work that you do.
Oh, Pinigi, we'll be right back.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, Cudahy to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigi, and thank you for your support.
Anin, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
We are the Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh, good one.
We always like to howl for Howling for Wolves.
Yeah. Hey, well, I want to introduce Wendy. Wendy is my awesome and beautiful wife. She is here. Let me get it straight here, Wendy. I know.
You have it written down. You've been saying it now for 4 years.
You are a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and you work on animal issues in the local and state level. And this is what we like to call our sacred animal Segment.
Segment, yes.
Can we do that over? Is this
sure,
live?
Go ahead.
Is this live?
It's live.
No. Oh, never
live
mind.
As you, was, alive as you mind. Can get. This is Fluff Friday. So I usually like to share a couple of cute little stories or something. But I found this really cute little story and a video online, and it's from Ireland. And there was this guy. His name is Martin Stanton, and he just would go for a walk every day and with his camera to take pictures. And he encountered an adorable donkey named Harriet. And Harriet was just hanging out in the field near his home in Ireland. And Stanton said, you know, I'm an animal lover. And when I came across Harriet, she was just so cute and friendly that I started bringing her carrots. So Stanton almost, you know, every day would take his walk and take his camera and see Harriet. And finally, he got this on video. But there's a cute little video of Harriet walking, sees him, right, sees him coming. And she's walking towards him as he's walking towards her with the carrots. And I'm going to play a little audio here of Harriet, how excited she is when she sees Stanton. First, it sounds like she burps, but then you're going to hear Harriet the donkey sing. And then at the end, you're going to hear Stanton laugh. And it's just a cute little video. So here we go. I'm just going to play it. Hopefully it comes off. Here we go. So that was Harriet. That's how excited Harriet gets when she sees him walking by. And it's not just because she loves the carrots, because sometimes she doesn't even eat the carrots. She's just so happy to see him. So.
Oh, that's kind of like me. It sounded like me snoring.
It did.
Easy.
But yeah, and she's very cute and she's very fluffy. So she's a really cute little donkey. And then I have a story here about it from England. How much time do I have left?
2 minutes.
Okay, 2 minutes. I could do this. So this family was in shock. Their cat went missing, and the mother saw the cat on the highway from a distance that it looked exactly like their cat. So the highway patrol came, and they, you know, the mother was like, yeah, she has a brown, you know, nose and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And the highway said, yes, this is the cat. So the highway people got the dead cat and gave it to the woman. They had the cat cremated. But then a couple of days later, their cat showed up. So they cremated.
Emotional roller coaster.
Right. And the 7-year-old son, Remy, declared, it's a miracle. We thought he was dead. So after we feel sorry for the cat who did die, but the cat was cremated, brought back to the family's house, and then the real cat showed up. Frankie.
Miracle.
Is a 16-year-old Frankie. That's the cat's name. Yeah, it is a miracle. So those are my stories for Fluff Friday.
Wow, that's great, Wendy. Hey, we got a few more minutes to talk about. We got to give a quick shout out to Lewis Eagle Thunder for sitting in.
Absolutely.
For Ogama. Big deal.
All week, yep.
Ogama has been on vacation, but not really, because she's been in ceremony. Mm-hmm. And we know that that's a very special place to be, but it's also sometimes, well, it is physically and emotionally and spiritually exhausting.
Yes, yes.
Exhausting is a good way to put it. So we will have Ogama back next week. And so we'll be excited, and it's great to have Lewis join our team here.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, and we have State Senator Mary Kunish to thank. I won't be able to say any of this, because what we're going to do is play the poem from "Forgive Our Fathers" from Smoke Signals at the end, and it's a poem from Dick Laurie, a non-native author, and they put it at the end of the movie. And if you haven't seen Smoke Signals, it's got a heart. It was made in, I think, 98 or 96.
We've watched it quite a few times.
Right, and it's never outdated. Mm-mm. It's never outdated.
It's a wonderful film. Check it out.
And it was all native crew, all native acting, and it's awesome. And I just want to say, too, that our jam now has been the new TV show, which we feel the same way.
Rutherford Falls.
Yep. And we're going to have Bobby Wilson on soon and talk about it. I know he wrote one of the – he's originally from St. Paul, Minnesota, and he has been in the comedy troupe, the 14-niners, for a long time. And so he's been in it, and we'll get him on to explain his shenanigans because he's funnier than heck.
Yeah.
But what I want to do here is in a couple seconds I want to put this video up and then just end the show with that. So
love it.
You know, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I've been your host, Robert Pilot, and I'm here with Wendy, my co-host and co-owner of the show, and just all-around groovy person.
But it was owner of the show.
Well, yeah, legally. But, but hey, that's take a listen. We might be just a little short just to let the station know we might be – or we might be right on. So that's – let's give a listen, I think, right now.
Thomas, tell me what's going to happen.
How do we forgive our fathers? Maybe in a dream? Do we forgive our fathers for leaving us too often or forever when we were little? Maybe for scaring us with unexpected rage, or making us nervous because there never seemed to be any rage there at all? Do we forgive our fathers for marrying or not marrying our mothers? For divorcing or not divorcing our mothers? And shall we forgive them for their excesses of warmth or coldness? Shall we forgive them for pushing or leaning, for shutting doors, for speaking through walls, or never speaking, or never being silent? Forgive our fathers in our age or in theirs, or in their deaths, saying it to them or not saying it. If we forgive our fathers, what is left?